Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing. This month's topic, "'Tis the Season to Prune Holly," was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
"'Tis the Season to Prune Holly." It is surely serendipity that holly benefits from pruning during the holiday season. Anyone who has one or two plants growing in their landscape can gather festive greens for decorating and knock off a small gardening chore in the process. There are thousands of holly cultivars. Some are deciduous, some have black or golden berries, and many don't even resemble the plants that we associate with Christmas. The familiar hollies, varieties of the American and English holly, display brilliant red berries nestled among glossy evergreen leaves. These beautiful plants can range in form and size from compact shrubs to towering 70-foot trees. Evergreen hollies are sensitive to prolonged cold and to drying winter winds, and until recently could not be grown well in many of the northern states. In the mid-1960s, the Meserve or blue hollies were introduced. A cross between English holly and the extremely hardy prostrate holly, the Meserves will grow as far north as USDA Zone 4. Holly is a dioecious plant. Individuals are either male or female. The female holly produces berries after being pollinated by a male. One male holly plant can pollinate a yardful of females. The male plant need be only within shouting distance, probably the length of the proverbial football field. This means that you can present your neighbor with a gift of a male holly and allow your landscape to be decorated only with berry-bearing bushes. Hollies usually come pre-sexed from the nursery and often have names that are a clue to their gender, such as Blue Maid, China Girl, Blue Stallion, and China Boy. Plant hollies, remember one of each gender, in the spring, in a spot that isn't exposed to scorching summer sun or a direct winter wind. They can withstand sandy soil, shade, and drought, and are even tolerant of road salt. Fertilize early in spring with an evergreen fertilizer to keep the holly leaves bright and green and the berries sparkling. Water generously before the ground freezes in the fall. And when the holidays approach, deck the halls with newly pruned holly.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants, or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.